Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Chof Aleph, and we're at two dots, which is about over a third of the way down. So that yesterday we learned that the halacha is that we would have had, despite the fact we would have had a havamina, that even though we can't be literally moleach dam, we would have liked to be moleach, which as we mentioned yesterday, the Tosfos says medayik, that the assumption is that melichat kadashim would be that it would be literally eno neachal machbat milcho. That, we said yesterday, doesn't make sense, because dam shemolcho, you wouldn't be chayev on his dam. And therefore, that would be our only havamina. And there we came along to understand from the klal prado klal that, at least according to the shita of the Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he was mamayit yayin dam eitzim k'teres, that they're not similar to the ma of the prat. According to us, we would not have actually understood that, but we were mamayit dam from the drasha of minchatecha and not damecha. But in any event, everybody agrees that there's no thiyuv of melicha. But meanwhile, we raise this issue of how could we have thought it should be moleach dam? So let's get back to that today. Gufa. Omar Zairi, Omar Rabbi Hanina, dam shebishlo eino over alav. If you cooked blood, it's not considered to be blood legabe achilas dam, and that's because, as we're going to see, there's an interrelationship between dam that is roy for the mizbeach, and that dam which is roy for the mizbeach is the dam which is also for you to eat, and that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. Anina tati yotar lachem, lechaper al nafshotechem. But if this is dam that anyway is useless for l'chaper al nafshotechem, then that's not the dam we're talking about, which is how we interrelated the sugyas. Yativ Rava v'komer al ha'shmaitata. So Rava was telling this over, and Abaya asked him from the following braita. Etve Abaya, hikpa et adam. If someone gels blood, what do they call that? There is a ma'achal that's actually popular in Africa of gelled blood. There's a blood pudding that the English use. That's an actual pudding made out of dam. So over here, if you gel the dam and you eat it, or you melt down chelev so that you have a almost liquefied, a gelled whatever the fats, but obviously it's the type of fats that there's a chiyuv karet on. Says you chayev. Now, normally the way that you would gel the blood is you cook it up on a fire and you stir it until it gels. Says the Gemara, look, kasha, actually, Rava answers that there's no comparison. If you use the fire in Okinami, then you'd be potter, as we just said, because if it's cooked, then it is not roy. So kanshi kebaba ur, kan shikbaba chama. But if you just let it sit in the sun, it doesn't lose its shame of dam. Why is that? Because bu'ur lohadar. When it's cooked on a flame, it never will go back to being a liquid. But if it only sits in the sun, then when you take it out, it actually breaks down again into liquid blood. And therefore, bechama would be hadar. Okay, but I mean, certainly it was useless during the time that it was in the sun, and then it should be affected by nitcha. It was dochui. Ask the Gemara, even so, let's say it was hodah, but it should still be not dam that's roy, because bechama namin lema. Why do we not say that once it was in a situation of being unsuitable for the mizbeach, then even if it's chaser to be clear the way it was originally, it should nonetheless be possible in his bayach, and therefore you should be potter Allah. Da'aboy minei rebimani mi rebi Yochanan, dam shekarash v'yachalo mahu. What would be the din if it was korash? And that's mashma. L'chor, we're talking about over here dam shekarash, any dam shekarash. In other words, even chulin. Getting back to the question of dam, that the chulin status of the chiyuv of the dam would be dependent on its suitability for the mizbeach, and we're assuming that that's what Ramani was asking. If you have normal dam of chulin and you eat it, would there be a chiyuv of karet? And he said, since it was not usable for the mizbeach, so how do you explain to me, Rava, that that's the solution to the contradiction between what we said before by Zairi, that if you would have been mevashel adam, then and only then on the fire, then and only then you would be potter. Mashen kein, if you did it in the sun, even though it was nitche, you would still be chayev. And here it says the other words. It says that since it was nitche, it was yidache, ishtik. He had no answer from that. Omar Lezabai said, maybe what we should entertain is the possibility that Dilma Khan is referring to the Chatot HaChitzoniot, and Khan is talking about the Chatot HaPnimiot. In other words, maybe when it says Hikbat Adam, that you'd still be Chayev, and we're comparing that to Chulin, because it actually is Ro'ui for Kapora, there's a difference, as we're going to see, very surprisingly, there's a difference between the Chatot HaChitzoniot and the Chatot HaPnimiot. Chatot HaPnimiot, so there we have all of the various Purim Seirim that are Nisrofim, there in Achinami. In that case, if it would actually be that dumb, then you wouldn't be over on it. But when it comes to the Chatot HaChitzoniot, there it's still Roli. And before Abai even got finished explaining what the difference would be, Rava jumped up and said, oh my gosh, you just reminded me. At Karat Tanmilt, of course, I learned this from Rav Chisda, that Dam Shekarash, if you have blood that now coagulates into a gel, and we're talking about the Chatot HaChitzoniot, and then you eat it, you would be Chayev. You know why? Because gel is roi for kapora. Because the lotion that the Torah uses is v'lakach v'natan. V'lakach v'natan doesn't imply a liquid. It implies that you should be able, if you stick your finger in a gel, and you take it off and you put it on the side of the mizbeach. Why can't you be v'lakach v'natan of a gel? So there v'lakach v'natan amar Rahman, and this is certainly capable of lakicha netina. But by the Chata'ot HaPnimiot, believe it or not, you'd be potter, because over there the Torah doesn't say V'lakach V'natan. It says V'taval V'hizah. And the lotion of V'taval V'hizah is in a liquid. So in the Mela, there's really a difference. V'taval V'hizah Marachman, huh? V'hai Lav Bar Tvila V'azahu. And therefore, there really would be a tremendous nafkamina. Although I certainly do not agree that would be a difference in terms of the dinim of achila. I'm talking about in terms of kapora, but Rava Didei Amar, look, when it comes to the din of achila, even if it was literally dam from not an equivalent, it was literally dam of the chatot hapnimiot, and it wasn't roi for kapora because it gelled and you can't be v'tov v'hizah. If you ate it, you'd still be chayev, because what defines the nature of achila of the dam, as opposed to the din of the kapor of the dam, is the overall nature of dam, not the specific case. So you're saying it's not good enough for the chatot HaPnimiot. So what? It's not good enough. Therefore what? Therefore it's not dam. It's dam. The Torah defines dam in terms of the secular meaning of dam by any dam that could be used under some circumstances, right? In other words, obviously, when I'm going to drink dam that has to do with a donkey's dam, it's not going to be defined as the dam that is brought in the Mizbeach. Nonetheless, the dam that can be brought in the Mizbeach, theoretically, under certain circumstances, when it's from the right animal, it's for the specific carbon, etc., etc., that defines dam. But the specific, it's a generic definition that comes from any usage. So if that's the case, would this dam be suitable? In the case if it were a chatat hachitzonot, yes, then it's dam. If you eat it, it's certainly your chayev. Omer of Papa, according to that, even if it's the dam of a chamor that was korash, and you ate it, you'd still be chayev. Because ultimately, find me a case, I'll find you a case. You're going to say, a chamor? That's not the point. The point is, what defines dam? That's dam. Omer of Gidol Omer HaZeir. So in other words, originally what we were thinking was that it's the specific case. And therefore Abai is coming now to define that if there's a difference between the actual dam of Kadesh in this case or that case. But now it turns out that the quote that we had, where we thought we really were talking about a specific dam, is not necessarily true. Omer of Gidol Omer HaZeiri, dam bein lach, bein yavesh chotzeitz. Now that we're on the topic of coagulated dam, gel dam, dry dam, when it comes to the dinim of achila, so now you should know there's also a nafkamina in terms of tefila. So first it appears, by what Rav Gidol Omer HaZeiri says, that even if the dam is completely lach, it would still not be water. It would still have a din of a chatzitza, and it would get in the way of tefila or netilat yadayim, which we asked, how could you say that? Meitve. Hadam v'adyo v'advash v'achalav yeveshin chotzitzi. All of these are only a chatzitza if they're dry. But Lachin says Beferish Einam Chaitzitzim. How do you say that Dam is Chaitzitz? Lokasha. There's three dargas that we need to distinguish when it comes to Dam. There's actually Lach, there's Sorich, and there's Yovich. Sorich means that it's become sticky. So in other words, it has started to coagulate. That is a Chatzitza. And that is what Rav Gidel Amar Ze'iri was saying. Masha'inke in the Braita that was saying that it's not a chatzitza. If it's lach, means if it's literally lach, and there ain't nothing else like water. So there the water will penetrate from the mikveh into the dam and the tilat yadayim and will wash it right off it's, as if it's on the skin. Others learn that it isn't because the water penetrates, but it's because there's no hakpoda if it isn't sorry. So if the person isn't makpid, he doesn't want a stain of dam where it begins to stick to him, but if it's just liquid dam, he figures it'll come off anyway. So he wouldn't be makpid not to have it on him when he puts his hands under the mikveh, under the water from the tilat yadayim.
Out damn spot.
It's not damned spot, yes. Okay, now we've explained all of the Lashenas in the Pasek, where again and again it was Bamela. First of all, we were Darsha, Kol Korban, and then we made that a Klal, and then it says Minchatcha, we made that the Prat, and then we explained the word Bamela. Then we explained where Lo Tashpid Melach Brit Elokecha, Brit Elokecha is also a reference to Brit Kunat Olam, and then we Darsha now Kol Korban Echatakrit Melach, as being the other klal, to make it a klal, prat, a klal, but one word you didn't address. What do you need b'melach timlach? If you're going to say, okay, Lamaisa, the Rishonim explained, look, I mean, if we were asked about the Lashon, obviously the better question would be, why say b'melach? Because timlach, you want a verb, you don't say b'melach. What about the b'melach? But Lamaisa, once you say b'melach, I mean, since the Lashon of timlach is what we're going to be darshaning. So we ask it in this way. If you said Bamelach, what do you need to say Timlach? Yeah, you didn't explain to me. So Timlach, Lamayata, look at it, Tanya. That's the Braita. If the Torah would have said Bamelach, you know what I would have thought? But that means Mamish surrounded by salt. Yochel Kivoneu. And we're going to see what that lotion is. So I might think that it should be completely, I mean, overwhelmed by salt. Talmud Lomar Timlach? No, just do a Malicha. So if that's the case, do a Malicha. In other words, what, there should be a taste of salt. So maybe I could just dip it into Meimelach. And that's a Malicha. No, therefore you have to know that it's Bamelach. And that Bamelach also is connected to the next words, Velotashbit Melach Brit. So the Velotashbit Melach means bring Melach that never is Shovet. And what Melach is never Shovet? The Ezo Zo Melach Sidomit. What in the world is this a reference to? So Rashi learns Sheino Shovet means that you find it both in the summer and in the winter. Because since Melach Sedomit is deposited on the edge of the Yamamelach and it dries there, so then it's found whether it's wintertime or summertime. Masha'inkein, the Melach that has to be dug up and that only crystallizes when in the ground it's dried out isn't found in the rainy season. Any salt sea, I mean, necessarily on the Melach, but the other kind is in the ground, where it's found as deposits from where there were seas that had dried out and so on.
Which mine. There,
which mine. So in the salt mine, if it's wet, then you can't mine it usually, unless it's mamish, you know, an enormous deposit of salt. But the Oroch doesn't like that shot. He learns Shelo Shovet is what it always means, on Shabbos. And the difference is that the sea keeps producing salt even on Shabbos, because the sea doesn't have a chiev to rest on Shabbos. Mashenkein Ben Adam can't produce the salt on Shabbos, because he can't mine it. For what? No, it's just a question. We're just defining the lotion of the salt. We're talking about load. In other words, it's identifying what type of salt. Salt that is constantly being produced, Bein B'Shabbat, Bein B'Chol, which means it's sea salt. That's the point. Or Melach Sedomit, literally. How do you know that in Lo Matzah, Melach Sedomit, that you can even bring Melach Istrokanit, which again, according to Rashi, Istrokanit means mine, but others learn it's just the name of a place. Talmud Lomar, the Lashon, therefore it's takriv, that extra word is takriv under any and all circumstances. You should be makriv, whatever type it is. You should be makriv mikomakom, even if you have to bring it non-kosher salt from Chutzlars. There wasn't meiser and everything. Even from Muncie, you can bring salt, correct? And not only that, even on Shabbos, because it's considered to be like an avodah. Everybody asks me, you might have watched the Yisur putting on malach on Shabbos, exactly. What would be the problem? So, some learn the problem is that if you're maleach the Rosh, so then you're going to be maleach the Or, because we don't remove the Or from the Rosh. So, everything mamish malicha. But if you're going to taina that it's because of over malicha of the Basar, the halacha is that ein ibud bochlim. Ochlim is not considered to be the equivalent of Ibud Ha'or, which would be the source of the Yisr, Lechora, so what's the problem? But then the question is, and why, when we say the Afilu Bitumah, do we really need a Pasuk to tell me that this is the way to bring a Korban Tziba, that I need Melech HaBayda? And therefore it's okay, so some learn that this is a Remez B'Alma, but others hold that, yeah, we really need the Pasuk. I would have thought that it's just a Machshir HaBayda. Memela, if it's only a Machshir, it wouldn't be Deich HaTumah, it wouldn't be Deich HaShabbat. Okay. In any event, what's Nogea, our discussion over here, we understand the relationship of this Melach to the question of the Dam before. But what is the language that we had before? Yochol Tivoneu, very strange. My Tivoneu. I mean, it's clear from the context that it means overly salting in the extreme. Lamaisa, as I mentioned yesterday, Tesis is Medaye from the original question about how can we have a half a minute be Moler Dam, that the norm of being Moler Dam, being Moler Kachim, rather, is that it's Eino Necha Machmas Milcha, because otherwise it wouldn't be considered to be Mavushal. And here we're treating it as if it was Mavushal. Okay, so over here, therefore, we understand that this means even more than that. In other words, they're completely surrounded by salt, so to speak. So we'd be Ba Melach. But what is the language of Tivoneu? Omar Rabba Barula Achikama. Maybe it means Tivoneu, Lashon of Teven Betit. And it was become so thick that it would be like mortar. So that's the pshat. Yitbonenu Kiteven Betit. Yes, it's a bite. I mean, that isn't the Lashon of Tivoneu. That would be Yitbonenu. And the Lashon Tivoneu is to make it into something bonui. Maybe it means Elam Rabaya Yochul Yasinu Kibinyan. What it means is maybe build it up so you can actually see the layers of salt in it, says Rav. And that's better. Then it should say Yivnenu. What do you mean Tivoneu? Lashon Tivoneu, such a lashon of Fedu to be Boneu. It should say Yivnenu mi boilei Elam Rabaya. I'll tell you what it means. Yochul Tivoneu is what it means. That helps. What does that mean? My Tivoneu. Om Rav Ashin, what Rav is saying is a lashon of Bina, Tivoneu, make it. And it's interesting. We refer to a person who is very well thought out. He's an old salt. Or in Hebrew, he's Mimulah. He's an Adam Mimulah.
Can you use that expression?
Yeah. In the Gemara.
Animal from the
top.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something else. But I'm Mimulah.
We're always going together.
So. So, memela, okay, maybe that's what it means. In other words, there should be so much salt that it would be like kibina. It would make him somebody that would be like bina. Now again, the way Tosfos is learning, this has to be significantly worse than the actual inunecha machmat milcho. So as the tivoneu would mean over here that it would require, is that what we mean by an old salt that is so crusty? That his mom is not edible? Or maybe it means that you would need to wash him off well in order to make him suitable. Just like Bina handles all the rough edges of a person and turns him into a civilized human being. That's a usable human being. That's what it means. Anyway, Talmud, Loma Timlach, Lamaisa, therefore, Ketzad Huose. So what do? You bring an Aver and you put Melach on it, and then you turn it upside down, you put Melach on it, and you put it up. Omer Abaye v'chein l'kidera. Now, the question is this the Gerus, because Rabbeinu Gershon had v'chein l'tzli. Now, the thing is, for tzli, you don't really need malicha. We do malicha, a little bit of malicha l'tzli. Okay, but the way Tosfos was learning, the Rabbeinu Tam was learning, the idea over here was, from the original kasha, was bedayik that you need a lot of salt. So he says, no, it's dafka l'kidera. In other words, it's the way that you would salt meat for taking out the salt in order to be able to boil the meat afterwards. And that would mean that, initially, indeed, it's enonecha machmat milcho. It needs to be washed off. So that, indeed, it would be what we're referring to specifically for Chen Lekeder, another interesting interrelationship of the chulin and the kachin. In other words, we prepare the meat for the mizbeach the way we would prepare the meat for our eating.
Is this a kachin meat?
Or? Yeah.
But this, we're saying the salting of right before putting the fire is a significant puleta?
Yeah. No, it would be as significant as would be necessary for pulling out. No, no. Bikadera means for eating in your chon.
For cooking.
Yeah, for cooking purposes. Tonarabana. Melach shalgabe ha'ever ma'alimbo. But shalgabe ha'kevesh. Or Shabarosh Shamizbeach in Ma'alimbo. Now Rashi learns that this means that if the salt is on the aver of the oila that you're bringing up, then even though you'd say, okay, but I saw Zorgakayim, my mitzvah of salting, so now there's no me'ila. No. The salt becomes part of the oila, as we're going to see. And therefore, Dafki would be male. But salt that fell off while you were salting, that already you wouldn't be male on. Yeah. And that's what agave ha'ever means. That's what agave ha'kevesh means. Rebrosha b'zbeach would mean, sorry, where it fell off of the komets, which is where I do the milich of the komets, as we'll see. So there ain't ma'alimbo. But others attempt to learn it the other way. In other words, that if it still hasn't been put on the aver, so then it's not yet considered to be a meal, which is problematic, as we'll see, even though it's an ibezdin that allowed us to use the salt where you'd think it wouldn't be usable, to say, therefore, it shouldn't be meila. It's Achronim that suggests that. English. Where do we get this from? Yomer of Matna Maikro. Where's the pasuk that tells us that even though you already were Makai in the mitzvah Malicha, that the Malicha does not part to you from Me'ila, from the melech that's left on the Eber? Oh, it's a remez from Yecheskel. Because over there it says, V'ikraftem lifnei Hashem, V'yishlichu ha-kohanim aleihem melech, V'helu otam olah la-Hashem. So it's the olah la-Hashem applies to the Eber with the melech that's on it. In which case, the same way that you're going to be male on the Eber, you'll be male on the olah la-Hashem, which is the melech. Tzanhata. Al ha-melach v'alaitzim shiyu ha-kohanim ne'utim v'ha. Says in Shkolim that there were seven tna'im that Bezdin made on various ingredients. One of the tna'im was that the kohanim should be allowed to use the salt and the wood that belonged to the tzibur and that had been purchased from the Trumat HaLishkah, and they can use it. Now we're going to discuss why we would need such a tna'i. And Lagabe, what do we mean they can use it? They can take it home. What does it mean? Or Mashmuel, when it says they can use it, it means they can use it for their korban. But it doesn't mean they can use it for their personal eating, even if that's of kachim. Abalachila lo. Now, we thought that means what I just said. In other words, the korbanam means to be meleach, a korban ayla that a kohen is bringing. He's allowed to use the melach. That's strange. Why wouldn't he be allowed? And lachila, he's not allowed to use the melach if he's going to be eating, let's say, the boser v'chata. So then he can't use the salt. He has to bring his own salt. I didn't understand. We know, as I'm going to show you, just to make it clear, but we know that we even use the public salt for putting on the skins to prepare them for tanning. And we moleach the orot of the kodashim to dry them out, and that's ibud, and we give that to the kohanim. So you're telling me, for that, which is truly a secular purpose, I mean, the mikdash is not in need of these orot, it's the kohanim's orot. And we use the salt, public salt, we'll use for that. So for the achilas kachim, which is part of the things we need to do for the korban itself, as if, as the Gemara tells us, kohanim ochlim ubalim et chaprim, asher kupar b'hem, it doesn't mean literally, but it means it's part of what needs to be done. For that, we're not going to give salt, but we're going to give salt for the orot. Does that make sense? L'achilat kadoshim lo yavina, and I'll prove to you that we use public salt for the orot, because the Tanya, nimtzeita ata omer, and so when you analyze the various places that we've expressed what they're used for, the different lishakot and so on, you will discover that b'shlosha mekomot ha-melach netuna, we've basically described three locations for salt. One of them is what is called the Lishkat HaMelach. One of them is the Gabe HaKevesh. And one of them is Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. What was done in these three different locations? Belishkat HaMelach, that was where they would be Moleach, Orot Kodashim. That isn't strictly true, because as Tosfos points out, the Lishkat HaMelach was where they took the Melach for the Korban from. It was the Lishkat HaParva, which is called Parva because it's the Parvot, the furs, so to speak, the skins. That's where they were Moleach Orot Kodashim. So Tosfos says, when it says over here, Mochim is Lav Davka, it means that's where they took the Melach for what we wouldn't have mentioned if I didn't tell you right now, because the other we're going to mention, because it's Al HaKevesh and on the Mizbeach, but you should know they also took from there the Melach for the Orot. Then Agabi HaKevesh, okay. No, of course not. They're given to the Kohanim. That's our question. Of course. Exactly. In other words, we give them Orot that are Matukanim, even though it's not part of the Avodah. And on the Kevesh, over there, we put the Evorim. Molchim et Evorim. And Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, Shishom Molchim, HaKometz, HaLavona, HaKtoret, Minchat Kohanim, Minchat Kohen Mashiach, Minchat Nesachim, Olat HaOvnos, whatever is conveniently carried. And we can do it up there. Well, I mean, what are we going to do with a big side of an oven? That's what we do on the Kevesh, then we bring it up. Something you're holding in your hand, you can be Moleach right there on the top of the Mizbeach. But in any event, it does say very clearly that we use the salt for fully secular issues. So then what do we mean? Well, Shmuel was saying they can't use it for Achila. Therefore, I say that we need to understand Shmuel differently. When Shmuel said, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, that it's given only the Korbanam. Korbanam meant for the Achila of Korbanam. That's what it meant. Since they are Mechuyev now to eat, so every Achila that comes to them, that's what we mean by Korbanam, not their personal Korban, but their Aveda of the Korbanas. And when we say, but they can't use it for Achila, we mean for breakfast, for Achilas Chulin. Chulin? What are you talking about? Of course you can't use it for Achilas Chulin. I said, well, what are they going to be having over here? I mean, omelets in the Beis HaMikdash. My Baal HaTam. What are omelets doing in the Beis HaMikdash? Even though our president always has these chickens running around, maybe they were even laying some eggs.
Green eggs and korbanot.
Steak and eggs.
Yeah. Well, that's really the Gemara's teretz.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, the point is that Afagav the Omar Mar, even though we were derish from the Posek HaNo Teretz Bimena Yochlu Aaron Uvanav, means that they should see to it that they eat along with the korbanot the things that make that achila satisfying. So therefore, they should eat their own chulin and truma together with this. So you might think, okay, if I'm supposed to be eating this breakfast, so to speak, before I get to the steak, so that the steak will be filling, according to some, this was eaten dafka chutz la'azor, and then you go into the azor, but in which case we could have talked about the tavlin. The tavlin for sure is brought in, but maybe there's no din of not eating the malika on that tavlin. Maybe in a chanam you could. But in any event, I would certainly have thought that this would be part of my achilat korbanan. Kamash Balan Shmuel, no, afilo hachi, melach the kodashim lo yavin alo. It's not really the direct mitzvah. That's their eating, so to speak, outside of their normal achilas kodashim. Because of that, they're not allowed to be supplied with salt that belongs to the public. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, you know, it's got to mean that. Because if you're telling me that it meant what we thought originally, that literally le korbanam, what? So you're telling me that we could be moleach korbanam because the Beidin made a t'nai. We need a t'nai of the Beidin that the Kohanim should use the melach. That's crazy. Everybody uses that melach. You're going to tell me the Kohanim are worse than the public? I mean, you're dafka because time of the atnei Beidin, and you're saying that if it wouldn't have been that Beis Din made the special t'nai, we're making the kedusha on this melach subject to the usage of the Kohanim as stand. We give the Melech to everybody. Why should we keep it away from the Kohanim? You're saying, Hashli Yisro Yavina, if we give it even to people who are less in the Beit HaMikdash, the normal Yisro, they bring a korban and we supply the salt. So we're not going to give it to the Kohen? To Tanya. Why do I say that? Maybe in a Hinami, if you, Yisro, brings a korban, you have to supply your own salt. No! Because it says, Beferish in the Braita, Yocho, you might think that if somebody is Machayev himself, a mincha, and he says, Hare alai mincha, you might think he should bring melach mitoch beto. I mean, after all, he does have to bring the Levona from his house, or even though all he said is, I'm going to bring a mincha. In his mind, he was thinking about the solet. And yet, we see clearly from the Pasuk, it says, Vinatan ale levona, ve'hevi'al b'nei Aaron. So, I mean, that levona is something that he's bringing. Now he's giving it over to b'nei Aaron. So you might think, Darach shemivi levona mitoch beto, he needs to bring the melach mitoch beto. And, I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? Vedinu, ne'emar, on the one hand, it says, the lashon of havo'a by the mincha. So there we talk about bringing a mincha. And we have the same idea of havah with a melach. So it should be exactly the same concept. And we should say, now it also says havah by mincha, and it says havah by levona. In the same way, the levona is mitoch beto. So the havah of the melach is also mitoch beto. So it all adds up that should be the norm. Av melach mitoch beto. Well, I'm not so sure that it adds up. I mean, you could say the other way around. O kulach mederach zu, nemar hevi by mincha, but, and it says hevi by melach, but on the other hand, it also says loshen hava'a by mincha, and a loshen of hava'a by etzim. So it says, dafka racha al ha'etzim, ashala h. Now, just like etzim is Michel Tzibur, and later on we're going to discuss that, so then the melach should be Michel Tzibur. So do I compare malicha to levona, and therefore I have to pay for it, or do I compare malicha to the etzim, and therefore it's a public need? Well, let's think about this. Nir l'midome. What do you think it's more similar to? I mean, we could say, danin davar hanoheg b'kol hazevachim, look, etzim is something, and this really goes back to what we were discussing yesterday, that strange interrelationship of the concept of something that needs something else to be brought. And that, we said, was the etzim. And that is part of the end issue, which is the melach. Two ingredients that come almost from the mineral world that we throw in, right? So throwing that in, maybe it should actually be therefore the same. Every korban needs melach. Every korban needs etzim, by definition. So we should learn how to do from each other, and we should say levona. I mean, levona is very specific. Al tochiach levona. Levona, yes. You have to bring that from your home, because that's not a standard thing. That's part of the mincha. But etzim and malicha, that's just a way to process the korban. So they should be the same. And the processing is part of what you're doing in the Beit HaMikdash. When you bring your korban, the Beit HaMikdash processes it for you. You don't pay the kohanim, so you don't pay for the levona, for the melach and the etzim either. So we shouldn't need a pasuk. Well, I'm not sure about that. Let's see it from the other point of view. O kolach l'derech zu, danin davar haba ima b'kli echad. Oh, midavar ama ima b'kli echad. Now, etzim have nothing to do with what is in the actual container. The levona is put into the container. The malicha is something that is put into the container. So etzim is something like completely outside. It's not mixed with the actual mincha. So how can you bring a raya from etzim? Al yochichu etzim she'inan ba'inima b'kli echad. So basically, left to our own devices, we don't really know what the din is. Therefore, let's get back to the pasuk. Talmud lomar, berit melach olam. So on the one hand, we have that pasuk of berit melach olam that we darshan before, and we find the same lashon of me'et b'nei Yisrael, berit olam. So just like mala alan mishal tzibur, in exactly the same way that the overall, it says, me'et b'nei Yisrael as a whole. Me'et b'nei Yisrael means the tzibur. So This is the actual Korban Tomei, B'yom HaShabbat. It says over there, B'yom HaShabbat, Yarchenu, Me'it B'nei Yisrael, Brit Olam. So that means that the Melach is the same type of Brit B'nei Yisrael. Brit Olam Avkam Yishol Tzipor. So then, now I really don't understand. So what was our Havamina? That's really crazy. Obviously, if that's the case, that we're going to be giving Yishol Tzipor to anybody who brings a Korban, how did we think that Shmuel, in the end, we didn't think that, but I mean, how did we even think that Shmuel meant that, well, you know, you can only allow, because of the Tznai Beit Din, you can allow Kohanim to use the salt for their korban. Why would I need a Tznai Beit Din to use the salt for the korban? So what were we thinking? Ah, Omelei Mordechai Ravashi, I'll tell you, the Avamina was, the first way we understood Shmuel, Halki Komer of Shisha Bered Ravidi, is that we still would have needed a Tznai Beit Din. Why? Because if you hold a Ben Bukhri, Lo Mitzchela at Ben Bukhri, Ben Bukhri said in Yavne, good thing Barnea is not here, Omer of Yehuda, Heid Ben Bukhri B'Yavne, that Kol Kohen Shishokel in Okote. If a Kohen gives the Machtis HaShekel, he didn't do an Avera, which means obviously there's not Chayef to give the Machtis HaShekel. So why is that? Kol HaOver Al HaPikudim, Kol HaOver Al HaPikudim did not include Levi. There was no Over Al HaPikudim Ibn Asur Shanabamala from Levi. In which case, we're not mechuyev. So then you would have thought, as we're going to see, that if you're not mechuyev, you really mess things up. Because now you're giving chulin la'azora, you're not part of the actual truma, so maybe you're a chayte if you attempt to give it. Therefore, comes our member of Israel, no, it's not a sin. Later on, the Gemara will ask, the mother of Shach, if you're not chayev, why isn't it a sin? Good. But in any event, comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and says, okay, cut the jazz over here. Lo, ela kokoin sheino shokel ischote. Except the Kohanim are always trying to find some additional advantage in things. HaKohanim dorshim mikrez ela atzmam. They figured out a way to be derish the pasuk to save themselves money every year. So it says, v'kom minchat kohen kalil tihyeh. The Kalil Tiyas, the logic is that, wait a minute, if a Minchas Kohen is supposed to be brought Kalil and Lo Teachel, nobody's allowed to eat it, if we're going to give money to the Trumat Alishka, which will then be used to buy the Eimer and the Shnealechem, and the Lechem HaPonim, then it'll be partially ours, then it'll be a Minchat Kohen, it'll be Usur Bachila, and that'll be terrible. So therefore, Chas V'Sholem, that we should give and ruin the Karbonais, and therefore we better not give. Must be. Heich Me'achalim. And therefore, I would have thought, Aliyah to Ben Bukhri, since I don't pay for the salt. See, everybody else who's paying taxes, so they're giving the Machzis HaShekel. What is it? Giving the Machzis HaShekel. So that's part of your taxes. This is a big sign in front of you.
Taxes at work.
Your taxes at work. You know, like they have on the roads in Muncie, you know, just salt on the side of the road. Your taxes at work. But the Kohen, who knows darn well he never paid his taxes, so should he be allowed to take that? Therefore, we need a Tznai Beis Din to be mater him to use it even for his korban. That's what we thought Shmuel was saying.
Why is
the Gemara v'la ben Bukhri kivan de lechatchila lo mechayev latuya? If in fact he's not chayev, so then he's being chayte if he gives. I mean, he's really making a mess of things over here. And Lamaisa, I mean, it doesn't even get a din of Kedusha. It'll end up being Chulin Ba'azora. And how's he allowed to bring, and he's going to be now mixing Chulin with God? This is terrible.
It's Kuwait.
Yeah. If it's not Mukhuyev, and we don't, but Dafka don't want to use it because it's going to ruin the carbon. So then he's now creating a real bad situation over here. He's not allowed to bring Chulin into Tzarke Kachin.
So it's not that the money is Chulin.
No, the money is, well, I mean, whatever, that ruins afterwards. Yeah. So I think, well, no, I mean, clearly what Ben Bukhri means is that if he hands it over to the Tzibur, Belev Shalem, so then it becomes Karchim like anything else. He gave a donation. Oh, it's not his. Mashenken, it can't be his Bukhriyev to give, because then it would be Badaf. Yes, his. And it would relate to him personally. Over here, he's giving it away. It's all yours. If it's all yours, fine. So he's not Chayte. What I need to know, yes, because Sarka died the Chanina. We said before, Lo Nitzrael ben Buchri. So what's the Chiddush then? Now that we're talking about it, it gives it over to the Tzibur. Because Sal Gadai de Ramina. Now we said, Kizokilu Rachmana. Since, according to Ben Buchri, he is really not bringing any kind of taxes. So when the Torah gave the Rishus to Yisrael that we darshan, it indeed is only because Itlo Lishka. They have the Lishka Tagazit, which is funded by their taxes, the Machtis HaShekel, and therefore the Torah said, use that melach. But somebody, I don't care if he makes a donation, even if he would make a donation, it's not his Lishka. So therefore, he personally doesn't get the right to utilize the Lishka. Koshken Stam, we should allow Kayanim to use the Lishka. Lo Zachi Lo Rachmana. Comes along Shmuel to say that nonetheless, we have a Tanai Vedin that will allow even a Kohen to utilize the salt for his carbon, but not for Zachila. In the end, of course, we changed it because it was only going Ali Ben Buchri, and that isn't what Shmuel was really referring to. But at least we can understand what it was that was going through our minds when we originally interpreted Shmuel in that way. Kufa. Omar Ze'iri Omar Vechanina Dam should be shloin over Olav Yativ Rava Vekabalala Shmaitita. Thinking that it was pretty innocent. Adre Abaye, what are you going to do with the fact that it says Hikvat Adam Vyachlo? Oshim Chata Chelev Vigam O Chayav, and according to you, if it was gelled, it must have been boiled, and therefore it's potter. No, lo kashe kanchik pa bu'ur, where did your potter? Kanchik pa b'chama. Bu'ur, since it's lo hadar, so because of that it's gone, it's no longer done. But b'chama, it would be hadar, and therefore it would be done. No, if it's b'chama, once it was itche, it should be nitche, and therefore it's not done. Do boy mine Ramoni Rabbi Yochanan. What about dam shikarash v'achlo mahu? And he said, all the itche yidache. Ishtik. Omale, maybe it's, we should really answer it by saying, dilma kan b'chata otach itzonot, where gel is still usable, and kan b'chata otach plimiot, where it has to be liquid. Omar, oh, just reminded me, Atkaratan Milta, the Omar of Chizda, Dam Shekarash, if it's Bechata Otachitzonot, Viochlo Chayav, why? Velakach, Vinatan Omar Rachmana. And even though it's a gel, it's still barlik, Yichavanitinau. But the same Dam in Chata Otachitzonot, if he was Ochel, would be Potter. Because over there, Vitaval Vizam Rachmana. And since it's not liquid, it's not bar tvila, and it's not bar hazaya. I mean, that's what he would say. I myself, said Rava, I myself don't hold that we examine it on a case-by-case basis. Anyway, Rava di Deomar, I mean, the truth is it's a generic determination of the meaning of the word dam. And therefore, afilu b'chatot ha-pnimiyot, if you're talking about the chiyav of eating the dam, you'd still be chayav, because that same gel dam would still be dam when it would come to the chatot achitzonot, and therefore, in some sense, it's dam emela benogea. The definition of dam secularly, it's still a chiyav. Omer of Papa, according to that, even if it would be a dam of a chamor, that was karash v'yachri b'chayev, because kenegdos roi b'chatot achitzonot, in the event that it was a kosher animal that had been brought as a chatot, and so on, it would be kosher, so here too it's kosher. Here too, it's dam, I mean. Omer v'gidol omer ziri, dam, bein lach, bein yavesh, when it comes to chatzitzah, gavet tilat yadayim, or tefillah, is chotzeitz. How do you say that? Beitfei, hadam, adyov, advash, vachalav, only yaveshin chotzitzim, belachin, ain't on chotzitzim. You're saying bein lach, bein yavesh? Lokash, hadis sorich, which is a state between lach and yavesh, begins to coagulate. It's sticky. That is chotzeitz. Lach is not chotzeitz. One word that you didn't explain is why, after saying bamelach, I need timlach. What's that coming from? Look at it, Tanya. If it would have said bamelach, I would have said that means tivonehu. Talmud lomar timlach. On the other end of it, say timlach means give it a taste of salt. So maybe you can even use meimelach. Talmud, no, it has to be actual physical crystals of salt. Bamelach. Velo tashbit melach. That means Have melach sheina shovetet, according to the Oruch on Shabbat, according to Rashi, never. It's not seasonal. Seasonal. There we go. Yeah. V'yezazu melach sedomit. ומנין שאם לא מצא מלך סדומית שמביא מלך אסטרוקנית, תלמוד לומר, תקריב ותקריב כושו, תקריב מכל מקום, תקריב אפילו בשבת, תקריב אפילו בתומעה. Well, what's that word, תבוננו? Omer Rabba Barula, it means, יתבוננו like תבן ותית. I'm like, I should have said, יתבוננו מבוילה. I suggest, says Abaye Yochel, תבוננו means, יעשהו כבניין, layer upon layer of salt. I'm like, Rava, so what was it, תבוננו? You should say, יבוננו, יבננו מבוילה. Elama Rava Yochel תבוננו. Tibuneo lashon bina, my tibuneo, omer vashi yochel yitain bo tam kivina, talmud lomar tim lach. So ketsudo ose, mevi ha'ever hotein alav melach, chozer v'hofcho hotein alav melach, umaleu, omer abaye v'chein l'kedera, and that fits perfectly with the Rabbeinu Tam as opposed to the Rabbeinu Gershon's v'chein l'tzvi. Panorabon, melach shagabi ha'ever, if it's still on the Eiver Moalimbo, but if it dropped off onto the Kevesh or onto the Rosh HaMizbeach from the Kometz, or the Ketoret, Ein Moalimbo. The Omer Matna, my crowd, that tells us that Melach on the Eiver is not called Nasa Mitzvoto, but on the contrary, is itself called an Eila from Yecheskel. V'kraftem lifnei Hashem, v'shlichu ha-kohanim aleihem Melach v'ale otam Ola Lashem. So both the melach and the meat are the oila. Tznanatam al ha-melach v'alaitzim, there was a tznai beitin shiwakoa nimne utin behem. Or mashmu, that's loshanu l'korbanam, but we never allow them to eat. Now, we thought that means, l'korbanam means literally l'korbanam, is to bring the melach on a korban oila that they're bringing, let's say. But l'achila, that would mean even for achilat kodashim. And therefore, it was a rather strange psak. And we asked, if even for melichat orot of kodashim, we allow them to use public salt, yavina. So lachilat kodashim, where it's part of the actual work that they're doing, lo yavina, that's ridiculous. How do I know that you give it salt for orot? Tanya, nimtzeitat ha'omer b'shlosha mikomot ha'melach netuna b'lishkat ha'melach agabe ha'kevesh Uberosho Shamizbeach, Belishkat Hamelach Shesham Mochim Orot Kadashim, or as Tosus puts it, Misham Mochim Orot Kadashim, when you take it to the Lishkata Parva. Agabea Kevesh Shesham Mochim at Evarim, Berosho Shamizbeach Shesham Mochim Akomets Alavona, Ktoet Minchat Kohanim, Minchakoi Mashiach, Minchat Nasachim, Olata Of, anything you're carrying up in your hand. So therefore, you know what Shmuel must have meant? Le korbanam clearly meant for achilat korbanam, whereas la achila, meaning for achila, chulin, chulin. Well, obviously they can't eat. How could they? What would chulin be doing there? Because af agav diomar mar, yochlu means she yochlu ima chulin v'truma, kedei she tehi v'kotshim, nechelet ala sova, afilu achi, melach of kotshim, we don't give them. Because you're going to tell me that the meaning of korbanam of Shmuel meant for malich of the korban. You're telling me we wouldn't need a tonight beitin. Hello, at the beitin, we wouldn't allow them. Does that make sense? If li yisroel yavina the kohanim lo yavina the tanya. You might think that somebody who's mechayek himself in a mincha has to pay for his own salt and bring it mitoch beito, the same way, k'derek sh'mevi levona mitoch beito. I mean, after all, it does say havo, hevi mincha, it says hevi melach, it says hevi mincha, and hevi levona. So if the levona has to be mitoch beito, because only afterwards does it say that he should give it to the kohanim, so av melach should also need to be mitoch beito. Of course, you could look at it the other way, o'klach al-derogazu, hevi is the lashon of the mincha, hevi is by melach, and it says, Avo on the Mincha, it says, by Eitzim, the same idea. So if Eitzim or Mishel Tzibur, as we're going to say, Av Melach Mishel Tzibur, well, Nir Lemidomeh, I mean, doesn't make sense to be done in Dobra Noig B'Kolaz Vachim, namely the salt and the Eitzim. Midobra Noig B'Kolaz Vachim. What, we're not going to compare now the salt of Levona which is not noegeh b'kol ha'svachim. Therefore, let's put the salt together with the etzim and not together with levona. Well, or maybe look at it like this. Kolakol dorgzo, danin davar habayimah b'kli echad, mi davar habayimah b'kli echad. I mean, how can you compare the salt to the etzim that really don't mix with the mincha at all? Danin habayimah b'kli echad. Therefore, we need a pasuk. And that pasuk tells us, Brit Melach Olam, which is the same lashon that we find by the Karbanos of the Tamid, to bring them, Me'ed B'nei Yisrael, Brit Olam B'nei Yisrael, obviously meaning the Tzibur. So, Mal Alam Mishal Tzibur, Afkan Mishal Tzibur. Omele Remordechel Rav Ashi, so I'll tell you what the Havamina was, that there was a tzat to say it meant Karbanam. We weren't out of our minds. And the Lonitzchel Ben Buchri, since Ben Buchri, we quote Rav Yehuda as, Hey Ben Buchri B'yavne, Koko Enshe Shokele No Chote, and Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, don't give me that kind of stuff. Koko Enshe No Shokele Chote. It's just those Kohanim again are trying to figure out a way to get more money. HaKohanim Dorshim Mikra Zule Atzman. I mean, Chas V'Shalom, we should give money to mess up the Karbonas, you know. It's Ko Min Chat Kohen Kalil Tia Lo Tia Chel. And the Omer, the Shtei Alechem, the Lechem HaPonim, if we're going to give them money, then it becomes Shalanu, then how would it be mutter to eat it? Hechne Echalim. So therefore, they potted themselves. L'maitse L'chayim. But, wait, so according to Ben Buchri, if L'maitse L'chadchila not B'chuyim L'atuyis, then they're really messing things up when they are maite. So ki maite nami choti, or he's being ma'achul in la'azora. No, it means the maite master on the tzibur. So now, according to Ben Buchri, getting back now to explain, and what would I have thought, according to Ben Buchri, that I should say Shmuel needs to have the Tanai Beitin? So Sal Kadai de Chamina, where was the Torah Mizakya, the Lishkat HaMelach, to give you the rights to take it? That's only Yisrael, because they have the Lishkat of the actual Trumat HaLishkat. But the Kohanim, they don't have a Lishkat. And therefore, maybe the Torah wasn't Mizakya them to eat in the salt, and therefore comes on Shmuel to say, Afal Pikein, we made it tonight, I think, that they should be allowed. That's what we thought it meant. Kamash Balan, that even Alibin Ben Bukhri, you would be able to use Lekorbanam, but not Achilam. Lemais, in the end, we show that that's not true, because, I mean, Koshkin, if we can use it for Malich of Orot, we could Koshkin use it for Malich of Achila. Okay, but, I mean, it's not off the wall to think that he was referring to a specific Tanai Beit Din to address the Ben Bukhri issue.